Casualty ward. Dr. Lindsay speaking. Yes, I see. Yes, I've got it. Right, we'll be ready. Sounds like one for the night surgeon.
Night Surgeon. Dynamic drama set against the background of a great city hospital.
This way to the hospital.
I should think it is. Well, it's just as well I haven't along, standing there with your nose in the paper.
Oh, what do you know?
What?
Dermot Shane's dead. You know the biologist.
No, is he? Oh, good heavens, he's a loss to science. Brilliant man. How did he die? He was only, about 40, I'd say.
Drowned.
Drowned?
In a swimming pool at his home. Couldn't swim.
Couldn't swim, and he owned a swimming pool.
Oh, he probably had it for entertaining. He moved a lot in society circles, apparently.
Oh, I don't know. It makes a man feel really old, Bert.
What?
Well, I flatter myself I'm a slightly better than average doctor.
Oh, no, don't overdo it now.
But by heck, I have to work at it all the time. Yet you get these brainy young birds like Dermot Shane, who can constantly startle the world with their work in biology and have time to spare to entertain society. Just how do they do it?
Search me. Maybe it's just a case of having an overactive thyroid.
That doesn't account for the brilliant mind.
Oh, true. Personally, I find being brilliant takes up all my time.
Oh, does it? Well, just watch yourself, my lad. I might hold you to that. All right, Dr. Brilliant. What would you do about those lesions?
It's your operation, Doctor. I wouldn't dream of interfering.
You're a wonderful help. Scalpel?
You going to drain?
No, I don't think it's necessary. Once we get that pressure off the brain. Retractor?
I'll take it.
Right. Now then. Yes, I think she'll be better if we close it up as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
One of those cases where the less fiddling about, the better.
With that depression, they've gone another half inch.
Yes, smashed by all accounts. The driver told the police he didn't see her, but she was in a pedestrian crossing, so he'll be in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Suture?
Manage the son?
Yes, I think so. Incidentally, she hasn't been identified. If she's able to give a name, the policeman will have
it. I'll see it's done.
Good.
Swab here, nurse.
In a few days, with any luck, she'll be well on the mend. Good evening. How's the patient feeling?
Not too bad, thank you, Doctor.
Good. Everything all right, nurse?
Yes, Doctor.
Has Dr. Lindsay made his examination yet?
Yes, Doctor, about a quarter of an hour ago.
Uh-huh. Well, you ought to be congratulated, Miss. You're making a good recovery.
Good recovery, Doctor. And I can't even tell you by what name you should call me.
We do have a small problem there.
Small? I wouldn't call it small. It's dreadful.
Well, you should feel thankful you're in one piece. That was a nasty accident. You could have been killed.
I might as well have been.
Oh, no. That's no attitude to take. Physically, you're in good shape. In no time at all, your head will be completely healed.
There's not much use for a head if you don't know who it belongs to, is there?
Now, you mustn't be impatient. These things take time.
It's all very well for you to say things like that, the bedside manner and so on, but you don't know what it feels like.
I've seen many cases like yours, and I
don't know who I am or where I belong or anything. My mind's a blank. I can't remember anything before I woke up in this bed. It's dreadful.
Well, your brain had some pretty rough treatment in that accident. You must expect it to make some protest. And you must give it time to recover. When it does, you'll get memory back.
How long, Doctor? How long?
I don't know, nor does anybody else. The only thing I feel quite sure about is that you will recover your memory in time.
It's funny. Sometimes lying here, I find myself hoping I never recover it.
Why do you say that?
I say it because I have no idea what sort of person I am, and I get frightened. I could be anyone, anything. Suppose I recover my memory and learn that I'm something dreadful, like for instance, a murderess.
Well.
Well, can I or can't I, Bart?
Why ask me? I'm not going to give you permission and then have Sister Verity jump down my throat about it.
But she said it was all right with her as long as you said I could do it.
Oh. Well, okay then. Go ahead.
Oh, goody.
But remember, only if you have spare time. You'd better do it in your coffee break.
Okay.
Well, no argument. Greater love hath no nurse. Then she will give up her coffee break for a patient.
Well, it'll be good for her, Bart, for her morale. And she could do with a boost.
Hmm. Yes, I guess so. Not much fun lying around in hospital for a week without knowing who you are.
Mm. What does Dr. Morgan think?
About Miss X getting her memory back. Well, just quietly, I think he's a little worried. He expected her to have started remembering some things before this.
Poor girl. I feel terribly sorry for her. Mm.
Hence the manicure routine, huh?
Yes. Well, normally it would have been setting her hair, I suppose, but seeing she hasn't any hair, I had to think of something else.
Well, she has hair. Starting to grow out. And it's blonde. She dyes her hair.
Doesn't everybody?
I don't.
Women, you idiot. Everybody changes colour these days. It relieves the monotony.
And when are you becoming a brunette?
Why, would it help?
I make no promises. I'll have to see you as a brunette before I buy you.
Oh, you like yourself, don't you?
Hmm.
What makes you think I'm for sale?
I was speaking figuratively.
Ha.
Hey, here comes Sister along the corridor. On your way, Cleopatra.
And that's about all I can say at the moment, Doctor.
Well, unfortunately, Sergeant, negative answers aren't what we need in a case like this.
No, well, we'll just have to see what we can do with the out-of-town notices of missing persons. It'll take time, unless we're lucky.
Let's hope we are. I'm rather concerned over this case, Sergeant. I've had similar ones before, but usually you police come up with the answer pretty quickly.
That's because the patient turns out to be a local resident, Doctor. Somebody has an accident and somebody else reports them missing. Mm. Doesn't take long to put two and two together then. But your patient must be from out of town.
Apparently. But what puzzles me is the lack of identification in her clothing and personal effects. It's almost as though she tried to make herself unidentifiable.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. She just happened to be wearing clothes you could buy at stores all over the country. No name tags, but then the average person doesn't bother with names on his clothes. Unless they go to a laundry, of course.
Yes, but a handbag. I mean, you'd think there'd be a driving license, checkbook, something.
Perhaps she doesn't drive a car. Now, as for a checkbook or bank passbook, even, not everybody carries things like that. People have charge-ons.
Hmm.
Oh, no, nothing very unusual about this case, Doctor. Just unlucky that she can't be identified as one of the local missing persons. But we'll track her down, never you fear.
And I hope so. You'll let me know if you come up with anything.
I certainly will.
It could be important to her mental well-being, you know. Not doing her any good lying in bed day after day, wondering who she is.
No, I suppose it isn't. We'll do the best we can for you, Doctor. Now, I'd better be getting along. Nice of you to walk to the car with me.
I felt like a breath of fresh air anyway.
No, you've got the night for it. Very pleasant out.
Hmm.
Well, good night. I'll keep in touch.
Right. Thank you, Sergeant.
Getting on here. Is this a beauty parlor?
It rather looks like it, doesn't it, Doctor?
Maybe we should run a little sideline. Might be profitable. How's your manicurist? Is she doing a good job?
She's very good. Nice touch. Oh. You see, Doctor, I'm not really appreciated around here.
I'll make a note of it.
Hmm.
Well, you've finished already? I'm disappointed. I wanted to watch the process.
Figuring to learn something new, Doctor? In case people stop getting ill, you'd like to take up manicuring, perhaps?
As you see, nurses have very little respect for their betters.
Oh, I can't believe that. Nurse Powell was telling me what a good doctor you are.
Oh,
please, let's not talk about that. There'll be no living with him.
Well, what are you doing now, nurse? I thought you said you were finished.
You said I was finished. I didn't. I'm going to put the polish on now.
Oh, great. I might learn something after all.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here.
That's very interesting. Well, that's funny.
What is?
Well, why do you start with the thumb of the right hand and then do the little finger next?
I don't know. It's just the way Miss... the patient put out her hand, that's all.
Oh, how about that, Miss... why did you get her to put the polish on the little finger after doing the thumb?
Well, why not? It's always done like that.
Is it now? Very interesting. And even more interesting, just how did you know when Nurse Powell didn't?
It's not a subject a man would know anything about.
No, maybe not. But it might be a subject a man might find out something about.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. Well, come on, nurse, it's time you got back to your normal duties. Well, me too, for that matter.
I hope I haven't disrupted the hospital routine.
Well, if you have, don't worry. Does a hospital routine good to be disrupted now and then? Well, thanks for letting me watch the operation.
It's a pleasure. Just as long as you don't ask me to watch one of your operations, Doctor.
I won't.
See you later. Right. And thanks again.
That's very interesting, you know.
What is?
That business of the fingers. The way she offered you the thumb first and then the little finger.
Well, I don't see what
And then with the left hand, she didn't. She offered the thumb followed by the first finger.
Are you going off your rocker, Bart? Seems a pretty trivial thing to get so worked up about.
Ah, but is it trivial? We don't know who that woman is. We have to call her Miss X. She has no idea who she is or what kind of a life she led before she came to the hospital.
Well, I can't imagine what having her nails done can have to do with it.
When I asked her why she offered the fingers in that order, she couldn't say. It just seemed to come naturally.
So what?
Suppose there was a reason for it.
Reason? I don't know
what... Suppose she was an expert on fingernails. And she knew that was the way they were to be done.
Well, I don't do my own that way.
Oh, yes, but that's not the same as putting polish on another person's, is it?
No, but...
You're not a trained manicurist, Sue. Like most women, you learn to fix your own nails. But you're not used to doing them for other women.
Well, Miss X seems satisfied with the way I did hers, so you needn't go on as...
Oh, stop carrying on. I'm not knocking you. Well, can't you see what I'm getting at?
No.
Look, if it happens that the way Miss X got you to paint her nails is the way of an expert, a professional, then maybe that's what she is.
Say, maybe you have something. She's lost her memory, so she wouldn't realize she knew anything about manicure.
That's right. Yes, but the mind plays funny tricks. The habit of doing the nails a certain way is almost like a reflex action. The brain retains that while losing conscious memory.
Well, it's a start. That is, if you're right about the nails being done that way by pros.
I can soon check on that. A phone call to one of the beauty salons is all that's necessary.
Just be careful what you say on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
If they get the impression you're inquiring about having polish on your own nails, there could be some nasty gossip about Dr. Bart Lindsay.
What's that silly grin for, Bart?
Well, remember what you said about my being brilliant? That unpleasant crack you made?
Oh, heavens. What now?
You're going to eat your words. I'm certainly brilliant at something.
Your modesty is most becoming.
Hmm.
Now, what incredible feat of medicine have you performed now?
Not medicine. A sort of Sherlock Holmes act.
Sherlock Holmes?
Mm-hmm. I have solved the problem of Miss X.
Oh?
She's a professional manicurist. Her name is Josephine Harrow.
Great Scott. And how did you find that out?
Elementary, my dear Watson. Nurse Powell was painting the patient's fingernails.
Painting her fingernails? What for?
Huh? Well, it was just a little kindness. Well, Doc, you know how it helps the morale of women patients to have their hair set. Well, since the op on her head, Miss X hasn't enough hair to set. So she asked for a manicure.
The usual thing is to send for a professional manicurist. Now, what the devil has Nurse Powell got to do with it?
Oh, that don't start a riot, Doc. Sue offered to do it for the patient. Miss X, or Miss Harrow, I should call her, likes Sue, and that was it.
The nurses in this hospital, Bart, have certain specific duties that should keep them extremely busy. Well, now,
yes,
if we find that one of them has nothing more important to do than fiddle about giving manicures...
Doc,
well, then, it's time we examine the question of being overstaffed.
Doc, take it easy. Sue got my permission and Sister Verity's.
No?
She did this little favor in her own time, during her coffee break. And if Sue Powell goes without her coffee break to help somebody, I, for one, am not going to discourage her.
Hmm. Well, all right, then. Yeah, well, get on with it. What about this manicuring business?
I noticed that the patient offered her nails for painting in a certain way. She couldn't explain why she did it just like that. So it occurred to me that it might be the way professionals are trained to work.
Uh-huh. And?
Well, I rang up one of the big beauty salons and spoke to one of the manicurists. She confirmed what I thought.
Which convinced you Miss X is a professional manicurist.
That's right.
And what about the name?
The name?
Well, you told me her name is Josephine something. How did you get hold of that?
Oh, yes, well, I rang all the beauty salons in town to see if one of their staff, a manicurist, was not at work.
Tell me, is the hospital paying for all these calls?
Oh, dear, what's making you so sour?
Well, I just don't see what...
It happens that I struck oil. There is a girl missing from one of the salons, a Miss Josephine Harrow. And from the description, it could easily be Miss X.
Which you're convinced it is.
Well, I am. Because thinking Miss Harrow might be homesick, I checked at her home address. She's disappeared.
Disappeared? That's ridiculous. You mean she's disappeared and her family haven't reported her missing with the police?
Well, she doesn't live with her family. It's just a lodging house where she has a room. Her rent's paid in advance, but she hasn't been there for some time.
I see.
In fact, the last time she was seen was the day before Miss X was knocked down by the car.
And nobody wonders where she is? Her employers, this beauty place, they haven't tried to find out where she's gone?
Well, they're pretty casual about such things. They say girls come and go all the time. And some of them even take other jobs without bothering to give notice or anything.
I see. Well, you seem to have made a pretty thorough job of your little investigation, Bart.
Brilliant, huh?
Oh, I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
Well, I'm just on my way to Miss X, Miss Harrow, to give her the good news. Oh, and some other girl from the salon who knows her is coming to see her tomorrow. She'll be able to identify her for sure.
Now, wait a minute, Bart. Just a second. Dr. Morgan. Oh, yes, Sergeant.
Well, I'll see you later, Doc. I'll go and see Miss Harrow.
Yes, I read about it, but I didn't know... Bart, what? Oh, confound the boy. Hmm? Oh, no, Sergeant. I'm sorry. I was talking to somebody else. You were saying...
Miss Harrow, I have some good news for you.
I beg your pardon, Doctor. What did you call me?
I called you by your name. You're Josephine Harrow.
Josephine Harrow, am I?
You surely are. You're a professional manicurist. You live at 33 Lovebury Street, and you work at the Belle Coiffure Beauty Salon.
Good heavens.
Well?
That's astonishing. I have no recollection of anything like that. And the name...
But you have no recollection of any past, have you?
No, that's true.
So, why shouldn't you be Josephine Harrow?
No reason at all, I suppose. Josephine Harrow. Well, it's not a bad name to have, is it?
Very nice.
Professional manicurist. I don't feel like a manicurist.
Well, you will. Once you get back on the job, it'll all come back to you. Well, even now, it's obvious you haven't forgotten some of your professional tricks.
Oh?
Well, that's how I got onto this. Remember I remarked on the way you offered your hand for Sue to put the polish on?
Yes, that's right. You did say something about that.
Well, it occurred to me that that might be the way an expert would do it. From there, the rest was just a matter of checking up.
Well, it sounds very smart to me. So, that's what I am. Of course, it'll take a little getting used to.
Well, don't worry about it. Now that you really know who you are, you'll find other things will start to come back to you.
I hope so. It's rather uncanny feeling you have no past.
Well, it's only a matter of time. Oh, and by the way, one of your acquaintances from the salon will be up tomorrow to see you. Now, she'll make the identification complete.
Well, I owe you my thanks, Dr. Lindsay. It's quite a relief to know I am someone.
Yes, I guess it is. I'm very glad to have been able to help. Oh, here's Dr. Morgan. I was just congratulating Miss Harrow on being Miss Harrow, Doctor.
Oh, yes. Well, I imagine it's always a relief to be able to identify yourself, eh, Miss Harrow?
I was just saying that to Dr. Lindsay. It's funny. When he told me my name, it sounded strange at first, but even in a couple of minutes, I've started to get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to meeting someone who knows me. Dr. Lindsay said one of the girls from the salon would be coming to the hospital tomorrow.
Yes, well, that's why I came down right away. I wouldn't want you to be disappointed.
Disappointed?
I've put off the girl's visit for a few days.
Oh, but...
Now, I want you to have time to get used to your identity again, you know?
Oh, but I want to see her. I want to be sure...
Don't worry about it. Now, you must remember this sudden revelation has been a shock to your mind. A pleasant shock, for the most part, but the mind needs time to get used to a thing like that.
Oh, well...
If you say so.
Let's just take this step by step in easy stages. Time enough for you to have a visitor a little later.
All right. You're the doctor. But I can tell you I feel much better already. I was so afraid I might turn out to be something terrible.
Yes, you told me.
It's wonderful to think I'm just an ordinary person after all.
Of course. Well, now, we must let you get some sleep. Enough excitement for one night. Come along, Doctor.
Right.
Thank you for everything, Dr. Lindsay. I can't tell you how grateful I am for your help.
The pleasure's all mine, Miss Harrow. It makes you feel good inside when you can do a thing like that for someone, Doc.
Yes? Well, let's see how good inside this makes you feel. That woman in there is not a professional manicurist, and her name is not Josephine Harrow. When I spoke to the police about her, it took them about 10 minutes to learn that Josephine Harrow had made a holiday reservation on the day you say she disappeared. The first agency they rang was the right one.
Doc, you didn't tell the patient I was wrong. Why?
You'd already convinced her that she was this Miss Harrow. It's too early to upset her with the truth.
Yes, yes, I guess it is. Except that if the truth's even better, I don't see why you... Hey, what about that manicuring business? Well, I mean, she acted like an expert.
Rubbish. She acted like a woman who was used to having her nails done at a salon, that's all.
Didn't think of that.
No, you've got this bee in your bonnet about experts being the only ones to know that. And that bee has led you a merry dance, Bart. You've made quite a mess of this.
Oh, take it easy, Doc. It can't be as bad as all that. I mean, if the patient is some well-to-do type who has manicures all the time, well, that's even better than being Miss Harrow.
Oh, she's well-to-do, all right. She's the widow of Dermot Shane.
Dermot Shane?
It was you who told me about his death. Now, what you didn't know, but what the local police have learned, is that she suffered a guilt complex about his death because it was her idea to have a swimming pool against his wishes.
Oh, brother. Yeah, but they didn't live here, did they?
Apparently, she came here to disappear. She dyed her hair, she wore chain store clothes. She didn't want to be found because she felt she couldn't face her hometown friends.
I wondered why Shane bothered with all those parties and society functions when his heart was in his biology work. She was the one. She was the one who wanted to live it up.
And she felt his death was her fault. You were so eager to rush in and tell her who she is, Bart, but in a week or two, will you feel like telling her the truth? That she really is the terrible person she's afraid of being?
A casualty ward is like a great theater, but the players are drawn from real life, and not every story has a happy ending. So much depends on the night surgeon.
This is an Artlanta production written by Craig Jenkinson and directed by Jim Bradley.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.